You know, the point of this today is really to, just like the title says, is really from a more of a business perspective, provide some insight on some key considerations and factors by which you can use to evaluate, PEOs, professional employer organizations. They're becoming more and more prevalent, in the marketplace. And I think as attorneys or HR professionals, if you haven't come across PEOs or if you don't use one, at some point you'll either come across in the market or you will have some questions. So why don't we just dive into that? Just kind of start at the top. PEOs, they can be a good solution for businesses or companies that they may not have the internal resources or a full department or infrastructure to handle all of the demands that an HR department has nowadays. And I think, with the Affordable Care Act, which we've seen over the last several years, has really increased the burden on in-house HR departments. The tight labor market's becoming a lot harder to find and attract and retain, the top talent that we all need to grow our companies. HR departments have become increasingly burdened. So one trend I've seen is, an HR director or manager, use PEOs as an extension of what they're trying to build, in-house. So it can be a cost-effective way to implement and to manage, and build a professional HR function. All that being said, there are some key considerations that, trusted advisors, HR directors and business owners need to keep in mind, when they come across, PEOs on the market. As I mentioned, the industry continues to grow. But it's also very fragmented. I've got some data on the next slide that'll take you through that.